Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night Axel Lee training podcast series. Fantastic call we have lined up for you tonight. You know what? We just dealt with some significant technological difficulties, but not to worry. We're live and with our featured guest speaker on the line joining us all the way from New Zealand. We've got Team Elite Executive, now called Presidential Director, Jeff Gamagami, joining us on tonight's call. This is going to be a great call. We always enjoy hosting Jeff because he comes to the call with so much enthusiasm, experience, and great advice for all of our listeners. Now, Jeff, as I mentioned, is Presidential Director. We call them Team Elite Executives as well. And he's the founder of Freedom 500. Now, that's a large and very highly successful group of entrepreneurs who've literally come from all walks of life and live literally all over the world. Now, Jeff's also an author, a wealth mentor, and an influential speaker and an investor as well. He's married to Donna, and they live in Auckland, New Zealand. Jeff's recognized as one of the most successful leaders in the new skin business worldwide. Now, his keen business acumen has served as an enormous asset for Jeff, but also for those who are fortunate, like us tonight, to be able to spend a bit of time with him. So we're really pleased and proud to bring on board Team Elite Executive Jeff Gamagami. Jeff, welcome to the call.
Dan, as I'm listening to that, I was thinking, that sounds like a really interesting person to listen to.
Well, you're right about that, my friend, because you are interesting. We're glad to have you on the call.
I think that was a bit drawn out, really. What you should have said is I'm a high school dropout who had no potential at all and was basically told by my father I'd be carrying a lunchbox to work every day, who found an opportunity and was just wanted to prove to everyone else that I could do it. That's probably more of a reality check.
Well, you know what? That's an interesting aspect of your story that I think a lot of people will find very, very intriguing. And you know, what I failed to mention to our audience tonight, Jeff, that tonight's topic for the podcast is don't wait for opportunity, create it. And I think you are really the epitome of that. You've served as really a great inspiration for so many people in the business, coming from, as you mentioned, rather humble beginnings. But share a little bit more about that with our audience. What was your background like, and what caused you to take a jump into this business that's turned to be an amazing asset for you and Donna?
Dan, listen, and hello, everybody. So grateful for you to take some time to come and listen to these podcasts. They're so valuable to you to have a resource, and I wish I had a resource like this when I began my business, of literally, you know, millionaires getting online, taking their time and coaching you, giving you tips from the top as to how you can grow a successful business. In a traditional corporate world, everyone tries to keep you down because they don't want you to get their secrets and jump ahead of you. And in our business, we want everyone, everyone to have an equal opportunity, if not greater than what we had. So my background, Dan, I'm American originally. I've been living in New Zealand for the last 35 years. I came here. I dropped out of school. I got a great job washing dishes in a Pizza Hut restaurant. Initially, I just wanted to make a bit of cash. I know it's sad. Don't laugh too hard, though. But I thought I'd get a job for a month or two and make a bit of cash so I could go and, you know, fly to Australia. And I want to sail around the islands. And one thing led to another. I met a girl. And anyway, whole story. I ended up working for 6 years for Pepsi. When I left them, I went from dishwasher. They saw some great ability in my dishwashing skills and promoted me into the management system. And then I literally worked 6 years. I worked 6-7 days a week. I was the most dedicated employee you could imagine. And when I left them in 1989, I was running 5 restaurants, about a $10 million turnover. We'd run we had a lot of fun. But then one day what happened for me, and maybe some of you can relate, I saved Pepsi. Pepsi owns Pizza Hut and KFC and Starbucks, as well as Pepsi Cola bottling, etc. One day I saved Pepsi $3 million with a cost-saving idea. And I was entertaining ideas that maybe I can take my kids to Disneyland or, you know, buy a house or a new car or something. And with the bonus I'm going to get for this, you know, this great achievement, that I really helped this company. And I got a $500 bonus. And I remember just thinking, you know, I was just gutted. I felt in that moment that I was no more valuable than the oven. I was just a tool to make that company money. And that was the day I vowed that I would never, ever, ever, ever work for anybody else ever again. And that was going back now oh gosh, a long time ago. It's coming up 30 years ago, I guess. It was the best thing I ever did. It was, you know, it was tough, but the best thing I ever did. And we stumbled across Nu Skin by accident. We'd flown, brought our kids from New Zealand back to the U.S. just for about a year. My father had passed away. We were living in Florida, helping sort out his estate things. Literally my previous wife, she was invited to go and take a look at Nu Skin by a nurse that she worked with. She was a nurse she worked with in a hospital. And five times she was invited to come to a talk and never turned up. The sixth time, her friend Lucy picked her up, took her to a meeting. She joined. She came back excited. I was like over my dead body. You know, we had a disagreement. I slept on the couch. I was a hostile takeover. And to cut a long story short, a few weeks later, she tricked me. She said, "I want you to come to this training," and I said no. And she goes, "Well, you're open minded, aren't you?" And if I didn't go, I was admitting I wasn't open-minded. So I went, and I went with folded arms. And at that talk, actually, is where I first met Cindy. And Cindy wouldn't remember meeting me because I was just a cocky 25-year-old sitting in the back of the room. But that meeting changed my life. I saw a system. Actually, two things happened, and I'm telling you this story because it may be where you're at in your business, whether it be social media or socializing or however you decide to build this business. But for me, I thought I knew everything. I was young and I was cocky and I was, you know, I was broke, you know, less than broke, $70,000 in debt. But I was in a place in my life where I thought, you know what, I was looking. And I sat in this room and there's half of it was full of men. And I was confused. And what are all these guys doing here? This is a skincare deal, Nu Skin. It must be maybe it's the night when all the wives bring their husbands to see their little skincare business. And I sat beside this old guy. He was 50, which, Dan, now we know 50 is prime, right? But back then, yeah, that was
exactly.
Old.
It's all relative.
It's all relative. And I asked him, "Did your wife drag you here?" And he said to me, "No, I'm doing this full time." And I thought to myself, I didn't say it to him, but I thought to myself, what a loser. 50 years old, selling skin cream. The guy must be desperate. And he said he was a chartered accountant. He'd had 70 employees working for him. He had sold his business to do this full time, and it was the best opportunity he'd ever seen. And in that moment, I just got this whole like shift inside my brain that I had better listen for what he knew that I didn't know. And I listened to that talk with different ears. And had I not had that conversation, I might have listened from "I know it all." They aren't telling me the truth. But this guy was obviously successful, and I wasn't. And so I thought, what does he know that I don't know? And so I listened, and I saw a system, like a franchise. And I came from working in a franchise, working for Pepsi, working for Pizza. You know, it was a franchise. Although it was McDonald's, two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun, that was a recipe that made McDonald's, you know, let teenagers run multimillion-dollar businesses. And so I thought, I can do that. I can follow a recipe. And I can teach a recipe, and the rest is history. You know, we came back to New Zealand. We actually quit this business. So I we've all sorts of lessons in here, but we actually quit the business and then restarted again. But what I saw was a window of opportunity, it was a ground floor opportunity, and perhaps this is, you know, topical to the topic tonight. You know, we had seen a ground floor opportunity of a new country opening, New Zealand, which, let's be honest, is not a very big opportunity, 3 million people, as far away from the world as you could be. You could go to your city right now where no one's heard of Nu Skin and have a bigger opportunity than what I had. But to me, that was a window of opportunity. And, you know, in our first year, about 1,000 people joined our team. By year six, there were about 30,000 people joined our team. And I have no idea, that was back in 97. 98, 97, 98. I have no idea how many people, hundreds of thousands of people have joined our team around the world in all sorts of places, most of which I've never met before having to do with. But it was a window of opportunity. And we've seen windows of opportunity happen, Dan, at many different times. We saw new countries opening. Those are windows of opportunity. We saw new products coming out, which were windows of opportunity. And right now, if I segue that into today, there is a window of opportunity with social media that I see is going to revolutionize not just our company, but the entire way, the entire world, the way consumers are purchasing products. And that window is tens of thousands of times larger than any other opportunity I've ever seen that Nu Skin put in front of us. You know, the gig economy, the opportunity economy, whatever you want to call it, you know, shifts. And I heard a very interesting statistic just recently from the president of the company, and that was the baby boomers, only about 8 or 9% of them saw themselves as being self-employed, okay? And we were excited about the baby boom market because that's the aging population didn't want to get old, and they were looking for, you know, they were looking for ways to retire. But millennials, something like 80%+ don't see themselves working in a job. They want to be self-employed. They want to, you know, control their own destiny. And I heard it said that our parents, and my parents, had one job, one career their whole lifetime. My generation might have had 3 or 4 different things, you know, did it in their lifetime. Our kids might have 5 or 6 things they're doing at the same time. And so this whole opportunity in front of us of this gig economy or opportunity economy or is massive. And I think what we're going to see, and I'll stop. You might have a different question in a second, Dan. I'm sorry if I just keep rambling on, but you know what I believe is that we've seen, you know, historically we've gone from agricultural. You know, we talk for hours on this, but agricultural society, you know, through to an industrial society. We've had into retail and technology. Sorry, technology society. Retail has merged and evolved from the corner shop to the department store, from the department store to the shopping malls, from the shopping malls to the discount malls and discount centers. Now we're seeing an evolution into the Amazons and the Walmarts of this world, who are delivering products right to your door. I even bought stuff recently. I got a whole lot of our Christmas things today from Amazon, you know, over the last couple of weeks, just delivered to my door. I don't have to go shopping anymore. And so what you're going to see is a transition, a global transition of trillions of dollars that were sold through brick and mortar. They're now to consumer, from business to consumer, through brick and mortar, through shops, now moving online. And every company in the world wants to know how they can communicate and build relationships with their consumers. And those consumers today are wanting convenience, they're wanting flexibility, they're wanting choice, et cetera. And we as a company are better positioned than any other company in the world to capture this social media platform as trillions of dollars move from online sales through to social media. It's so exciting. And so I think there's a window of opportunity this next, you know, and I'm not going to say the holidays, because this, okay, well, we can talk about what you should do now, you know, between now and the next 90 days, but this is a 5-year window that the people who catch and really focus and really commit and really catch the vision of the bigger picture, what's here, would do whatever they absolutely could to participate and grab just a tiny, 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 tiny sliver of the trillions of dollars. You don't have to get a percentage. You can get a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent of this. And you and your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids will never, ever, ever have to worry about money ever again. In fact, in my mind goes the picture, what will your great-great-grandkids say? Will they say, wow, my great-great-grandmother or great-great-great-grandfather, they positioned themselves in front of that trend as social media took off back in the early, you know, 2000s, you know, before 2020, and they positioned, you know, themselves in front of the greatest boom of all time. And so that's what really gets me pumped. So I'm sorry if I rambled on a bit there, Dan, but that's, I thought we'd start there anyway. We can go wherever you like from there.
Well, no apologies necessary, Jeff. It's all great, great stuff. And I want to unpack some of it because it is so profound. you know, at the very beginning of your discussion about why and how you jumped into this, I think you made it pretty clear you weren't looking for a networking opportunity. It kind of found you, but the good thing, the very fortunate thing for you is that you are open-minded. Is that an important thing that you look for in someone that you're talking with about the potential prospects of them joining this business, in an open mind so that they can hear what you have to offer?
No, Daniel, I like to make it real hard. I look for closed-minded individuals who are stuck in their ways and who are absolutely against change, you know, and want life to be like it was 100 years ago. I mean, that's to me the ideal person to be spending time with.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, there's one thing for certain is that things are changing, and you have to be open to change. And if you can find someone who's at a right place in their life and looking for change, to catch wind of the opportunity, those are the perfect prospects. I find that most people aren't looking for a networking opportunity, but they're looking for a change in their life. They're looking for, and I love these words, they're looking for freedom, they're looking for flexibility, they're looking for fun, and our opportunity is free. And so those four Fs are pretty powerful.
I like it. You know, you mentioned a moment ago that you think that this company, better than any other company, is perfectly positioned to take advantage of this massive shift in how consumers purchase products and use products and share products. Why do you think that's so? There's some competition out there, to be sure, but why is this company in a better position than the others?
Well, so listen, there's lots of direct market. So there's a lot of different options you can have here. So one, you could look at traditional business. Like, let's look at Amazon, okay? You could go today, and you can go and source a product in China, you know, get it made. And I just bought a new watch, and I bought a watch winder for my expensive Swiss watch. So I could go and make watch winders, and I could go to Amazon, and they'll distribute them, and I get a profit on it. But I don't own that consumer, right? Amazon owns the consumer. I have no interaction with that consumer, and so it's a one-time deal. It's a linear equation for me, a leveraged equation for Amazon. With Nu Skin, you have the ability to, one, go out there and represent any of the products we have today, and I'm not going to go into today, but the future that's coming, the platforms of perhaps many, many different categories we aren't in today. But today you can go, and you can represent a particular product. But more importantly is you can leverage yourself. In other words, you can go and create a team. And if you had a team of 10 people who build 100 customers, you have 1,000 consumers in your network, okay? If you were to go out there and train and build a team of 100 affiliates, whether they be people you personally register or people they register or they register, and they have 100 consumers, that's 10,000 consumers. You didn't have to go out and find 10,000 consumers. Your network doesn't. So the ability to leverage allows you and I to capture and build a relationship with the consumer and profit share. And how do I say this? It's not about selling a toothpaste or a lip fluid or a tanning product or a Lumi Spa. It's a funnel, okay? And if you spend a minute to understand anything about marketing, okay, everything in marketing is about a funnel. You take people on a journey. When you went to Amazon.com to buy a book, you walked out with three or four other things. It's called the long tail. It's a funnel. And so what we're looking for in our business is that people might enter with one product, like a toothpaste or a lip product or a tanning product or whatever that might be at a low price point. But you then open that consumer up to a larger variety of products and an opportunity, if they're looking, that can change your life. And so that ability to leverage makes us very unique. Most of our competitors in the direct selling market are just that. They're companies who are focused on manufacturing a product and trying to sell it through a network, okay, through a sales rep, through a party plan or whatever. That is not our strategy of Nu Skin. Our strategy is to develop business leaders, to build business pods or business networks. And as Nu Skin rolls out this platform that, well, I'm sure over the next year or so we'll talk a lot more about, you're going to have opportunity far greater than anything you can absolutely comprehend.
How do you like to expose the opportunity to people you're interested in talking with, those open-minded folks, Jeff? How do you like to expose this to them so that they can at least hear and learn about what you have to offer?
So listen, I have created our business, okay? You know, we have a lot of young people joining. We have a lot of older people who've been in business for years. And so our business, the way I brand it today, is, we're in the social business, okay? And we have social media, which I think is absolutely incredible because you can push a button and you can reach thousands, if not tens of thousands of people. And then we have socializing, okay? So some people who are younger might prefer social media. People who might be a bit older might prefer socializing. And so whether it be social media or socializing, it's exactly the same thing. So for me, I love working with younger people because it just keeps you alive. And so when I meet somebody, I'll strike up a conversation with them, whether it be online or whether it be face-to-face at a barbecue, or we were at an art gallery the night, or the opening of an art show, and I'll just ask people about them, what they do. And this is real basic stuff. This is not rocket science. Go pick up the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. You'll learn all these type of things. But I ask people, I'm genuinely interested in them, until they ask me the question, what do I do? And I simply tell them I help people make money using social media. And almost every single person comes back to me and says, well, how do you do that? And then I tell them we have a very simple six-step system that's free that they can become an affiliate for, and they can earn hundreds, if not thousands of dollars extra per week with our social media system. And if they sound like they have some interest in that, then I will send them a link to some more information. I'm sifting for people who are looking. If they don't look at that information, I don't spend another second worrying about that, because I'm not here to convince anybody of anything. I'm looking for people who are open-minded and who are at the right time in their lives to do something. And if they can't follow through on clicking on a link, then I'm going to chase them. And I don't want to chase anybody. So that's what I do.
Well,
that's not the only way to do it, but that's what I do.
And along the way, Jeff, I imagine you're building the relationship with those people to find out what they want, what their needs are, and whether you have something to offer to fulfill those needs, right?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I had someone the other day, and a lot of people come into our business and they think it's about selling toothpaste or selling, Power Lips or selling, tanning products. And I want you to imagine this. If there were two doors, okay, Dan, and door number one, door A, you open that door, and you had look younger and feel younger, anti-aging products and, et cetera. And door two said financial freedom, lifestyle, travel, et cetera. And you could only go in one door. Which door do you think you'd open?
Two.
Yeah, door B. Every time. So I offer everyone door B first. I'm not here to sell someone a product. I'm looking to give people financial freedom a way that they can, whether they follow through and do that or not, or if that's their goal or not, that's up to them. But I offer everyone an opportunity first, and then if they're not interested in that opportunity, I'll go back and say, gosh, would you be interested in our product? Now, many times people come in and they might become a consumer for our product, through social media, and then I will ask them, hey, are you open to looking at a way you could create leveraged income or passive income. I don't like passive because it's not 100% passive. I've got property. We've got tens of millions of dollars of property, but it's not passive. I still have to deal with stuff sometimes. So, passive to me is you don't have to do anything. So I prefer the word leveraged income. But would you be open to a way to create leveraged or passive income where an income continues to keep coming in for you? And if they say yes, then we talk. And if they're older, I'll talk about socializing. And if they're younger, I talk about social media. Ideally, I like people to do both, but they can follow what they feel comfortable with initially.
Perfect. We have lots of new listeners on this podcast, Jeff, every time, and this is no exception. And I also know that from experience that the very first few days or weeks in the business for a brand new brand affiliate, gosh, those are sometimes the most important first few days or weeks of their entire existence in the business. What do you do? What piece of advice or what kind of steering or guidance do you provide to those new people in particular to make sure that they're set on the right track for success?
Yeah, so it's a great question, Dan. And listen, the truth is, there's an old saying, and I'm not sure who created it, but when the going gets tough, the tough get going. You know, I have found that to be absolute BS. But the truth is, when the going gets tough, most people quit. They quit school, they quit marriages, they quit jobs, they quit sports, they quit everything. And so, you know, one of the things, one of the shortcuts or the tricks to helping people persevere past their obstacle. Everyone is going to have an obstacle. If you join this business, the bigger your goal is in your mind, the bigger the obstacle. It's like the universe or, you know, puts a big wall in front of you and says, you want that goal, get over the wall. And so if they haven't got a big reason why, if they don't have a very clear goal, a very clearly identifiable burning desire, then I'm going to guarantee you that they're going to quit. If I'm doing a live seminar, I often say, turn to the person beside you and can you please, there's a good chance that 50% of you won't be in the room 6 months from now, please decide between you which one of you is the one that's going to quit. And they look at you like you're crazy, but it is what happens. You've got to have a clear goal and actually have an actually burning desire. For me, you know, my goal, and it's a subconscious, I didn't even know what it was physically for a long time, was to prove my father wrong, who told me that I would be, you know, a failure. And even after he died, even probably still today, I work so hard to prove, even though I'm many times more wealthy than he ever was, and he was a doctor, a very successful doctor. You know, but that you got to have a big reason why. And so to answer your question is what I want to do with someone, they're brand new, is I want them to sit down and write out exactly what their goals are, what's important to them, what would they do if they had an additional 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 or 40 or 50, whatever number that's in their mind, $1,000 a month coming in. How would their life be different? And the more clear that you are on what you want your life to be like, then the stronger the chances you're going to persevere and get over the wall. If you don't get a strong goal, you're going to give up. And let's face it, you know. And I'm sorry for anyone listening if this is offensive, but most of you will quit, and you'll quit because you quit lots of other things in life. And so you can change that, though. You know, you can change that by actually committing to yourself and committing to your life and committing to having the life of your dreams, not settling for something else. Can I share a quick story? I share this story quite a lot. New Zealand is famous for Lord of the Rings. I'm sure most of you have seen the movie Lord of the Rings, filmed here in New Zealand, Peter Jackson, you know, Academy Awards, etc. And I want you to imagine we changed the story of Lord of the Rings. And I want you to imagine that Frodo goes in and meets Gandalf. And Gandalf tells him the story about Sauron, who's going to destroy the Shire if they don't throw their ring into Mount Doom. And he asks Frodo, can you take the ring to Mount Doom? And Frodo accepts. And he goes and grabs his best mate, Sam. They pack a picnic lunch, and they go strolling through the meadow, and there's butterflies and rainbows, and they camp out under the stars and sing song and wake up the next morning, go to the top of the volcano and throw the ring in, and Sauron is defeated. Who thinks that would be the greatest movie of all time? I mean, I ask this question in live audiences all around the world and one-to-one, and people look at me like, that sounds just boring. I mean, Dan, doesn't that sound boring? You know, but most of us wish life was like that. We wish life was just easy and there was rainbows and butterflies and we camp under the stars and sing songs and you know, the truth is what happened in that movie that made it an epic tale, that made it one of the greatest films ever filmed, was that at every turn, Frodo had obstacles. He had Gollum, who he thought was his friend, who was a dream stealer, trying to defeat him. And you're going to have people like that. There was obstacle after obstacle after obstacle, but his desire and his goal and his mission was greater than his fear. than the obstacles, and he kept finding a way. And that tale of overcoming your obstacles is what makes success so sweet. And so, you know, to answer your question, Dan, is the first thing I want from someone is I want to know exactly what is their burning desire. What is the thing that is unacceptable in their life anymore, and what are they willing to do to change it? If they haven't got that, then they need to find it. Because I can't work with anybody, and you listening in the call today, you can't work with anyone that doesn't have a burning desire. They'll just quit, and you'll be wasting your time.
Very well said. Jeff, we're winding down to the end of the call, but I'm curious about your crystal ball. As you gaze into that for 2019, you know, it's just around the corner, where do you see your business going? Where do you see the business as a whole going for those who are on the call?
Wow. So we started the social media thing about 18 months ago. We had a couple hundred thousand new customers enter our business. We've been pretty rapt about that, with the social media strategy. I think that we're going to have 1 million new customers in 2019 in our business. And I measure our success by the number of consumers, because that means cash in pockets of our affiliates. And there's a theory that if the small fish make money, so in the ocean, if the plankton survive, then the next size fish survive all the way up the food chain. And so the more success we can give our new people who are coming in who just want to make a few hundred dollars, the more success all of us can have. Those of us like yourselves who are listening in tonight, I'm sure, are people who want to build a business, not just, you know, sell a few products. And so I just see extraordinary things. As a company, I'm so excited with the direction that Nu Skin as a corporation are taking. And I think you're going to see 2019 be a foundation year. Probably 18 has been as well, but I think you're going to see a foundation year to set things in place. And what I'm going to tell you right now is those of you who get to work, I mean, really focus. Don't get into management. Just stay green and growing and focus on saying, okay, I want to go out there and I'm going to build 100 consumers. That can take you a few weeks and maybe a month or two on the side. But I want to go on, aside from my consumers, from a good consumption base, I want to go out there and I'm going to focus on recruiting, you know, whatever number it is in your mind. In my mind, I'm going to recruit 100 new people myself personally. I've been in this business for 25 years, coming up 26 years, and this year in 2019, I want to personally recruit 100 brand new affiliates first level to me. Not because I need any more affiliates, I'm already a team elite, but because if I'm doing it, right, then I can say to someone else they can do it. So I want to lead by example. I'm the kind of general at the front of the army leading from the front, not sitting behind and saying, okay, you guys go off and sacrifice yourselves. You go through the hard yards, and I'll sit back and enjoy the benefits. I'm out there because I know that if I do it, if I'm out there focused, and then my team will do it. So I just see an extraordinary positioning opportunity for those of you listening right now who get to work the next 90 days. There's four 90-day cycles in the year. You know, if you get to this next 90 days and then follow up the next 90 days and focus on, I would take whatever goal is in your mind and double it, okay? Because if you're not aiming high, you're not going to achieve. You need to go beyond what you think you can do. And that's what makes dreams come true. But I'm really, really excited, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity to speak on the call tonight. I hope that, you know, at least one of you listening caught the vision of what I've said and go on and change your life like I changed mine, because that would make this last half an hour really worthwhile to me.
Well, Jeff, I can assure you that it wasn't one, but will be countless people who will change their lives thanks to your inspiring call tonight. I really appreciate the time you spent with us. We've been listening, ladies and gentlemen, to a man who is not waiting for opportunity. On the contrary, he is creating it each and every day. Team Elite Executive Presidential Director Jeff Kamagami from Auckland, New Zealand. Jeff, I can't thank you enough. It's been a great call. I hope you'll come back early and often. And I want to encourage our listeners to share this podcast with everyone in your team. It's going to be at axelme.com and also the Axelme Facebook page in a matter of mere moments. So be sure to share this inspiring story from Jeff Kamagami. And join us next Thursday. That's December 13 at 8 p.m. New York time. for financial wizard guru David Dixon from Virginia. You're going to hear David's perspective about why this is the best financial opportunity through the Nu Skin business that you could ever possibly look for. So join us next week. It's going to be a great call indeed. So thanks again, Jeff. Thanks to all of our listeners. And wish everyone a good night.